This semester, the dynamic principal of West Turtle Academy was promoted to Assistant Superintendent of Physical Education, Health and Athletics for Buffalo Public Schools. Less than 2 months into the job, she sat down with WBFO to discuss her plans.
It's about kids. If we're not doing this job for kids, then we're not doing the job.
Cecily Owens is a true home girl. She grew up in downtown public housing, is a product of city schools, and was always playing basketball. She became a star player at South Park High School and later the first African-American woman inducted into the Hall of Fame at Buffalo State College, where she set 19 records in the women's basketball program. Owen said playing sports teaches a lot of skills needed to be successful in life.
It all makes sense. Every challenge, every barrier, every struggle, every test, every disappointment, everything matters to your success.
Talking with Owens, it's easy to feel her intensity and sports metaphors. She's very competitive and used to winning. Owens wants to infuse that kind of personal spirit throughout the district.
I'm excited about the work. The vision is clear. It's simple. It's going to take time. It's going to take patience and flexibility. But we can do it. This is a great district with tons of great people.
Owen says a game plan focused on the social-emotional needs of youngsters worked for her, countless others of her friends and family members, and at community schools like West Turtle Academy. That will be her same strategy as assistant superintendent.
If a kid has the ability to want to run and jump and play, we need to make sure they have the opportunity and the access. Be able to access the fields and the courts and the gyms and the community centers and the swimming pools, the parks. Girls are girls, boys are boys. We have different needs based on our genders. However, there still needs to be equity in a lot of areas to improve their overall quality of life.
And Owens doesn't just talk the talk. In 2007, she started her own nonprofit foundation to improve the quality of life for young people. It's called GIRLS, which stands for Goals, Integrity, Respect, Leadership, and Sports. It includes a monthly mentoring plan and summer league and earned her an Everyday Hero Award from ESPN.
I started with the basketball clinic. 90 girls came on April 14th in 2007. That's when I knew it was a need. And we've been going strong ever since. The girls are out there. They're everywhere. And they're very talented and they're very skilled.
Owen says it's the community's responsibility to tap into those girls and get them to the table.
There's been many times I've driving around Buffalo and I'll see a young lady out dribbling a basketball. I pull over and I have a conversation with her. I've been showing up at community forums and listening. I love of talking to people and collaborating and looking at a challenge or a barrier and coming up with a solution together.
Owen said she feels blessed to be given the opportunity of assistant superintendent, and she's excited to hone in on what a student athlete should look like.
How do we get our students ready for college? How do we provide competitive sports settings for the Buffalo Public School kids? How do we make sure we have highly qualified coaches? Those are some of the goals that we're working on. And I want to let the community know that it's about working together. And there's no I in team. So just looking to change the narrative and to reimagine what athletics and physical education looks like in the Buffalo Public School District.
Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.